Well, howdy there, Eastern Sierra. Happy Monday morning. How about that wind yesterday, huh? Holy cow, so many trees and branches knocked down. A tree literally fell through a family's house. If we get some more updates on that throughout the week, we will leave more on that to see in some way to help them, because absolutely, that is horrible. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to them, of course, from Eastern Sierra Now and KIBS. Many damaged items, for sure. The more we come across in the next couple of days, we'll let you know. But wow, I hope everybody was safe out there, and I hope everybody didn't lose too many trees or have too much property damage done. And overall, I hope everybody was safe. If we hear anything, we'll definitely let you know about that. Oh, by the way, I'm Jesse Steele. This is Eastern Sierra Now News for Monday, May 18th. Today is National Visit Your Relatives Day, which is a beautiful reminder to call your family, check in on your people, maybe text first so you don't accidentally turn a quick visit into helping someone move furniture. Coming up today, Mono County Health and Human Services receives a Good Neighbor Honor from the American Red Cross. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about vehicle break-ins. Bishop Pool is updating its pass card system. BUSD is celebrating its Educators of the Year. Inyo County Libraries are helping residents monitor blood pressure. The Forest Service has announced a fee-free day for National Trails Day. Manzanar is hiring. Eastern Sierra Conservation Corps is raising funds for trails. Titus Canyon has reopened. We'll check the traffic, sports, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is sponsored by the committee to elect Dana Crome Inyo County Superior Court Judge. Dana Crome is running for Inyo County Superior Court Judge with a focus on competent, fair, and impartial justice for everyone in Inyo County. With more than 35 years of legal experience across criminal and civil law, deep community ties, and a record of leadership and professionalism, Dana Crome says she is ready to serve Inyo County on the Superior Court bench. Learn more at electdanacromejudge.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Dana Crome Superior Court Judge 2026. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Mono County Health and Human Services has been named the 2026 Good Neighbor recipient by the American Red Cross Kern County and Eastern Sierra Chapter. The special award recognizes the county's Health and Human Services team for their outstanding partnership and steadfast commitment to supporting our community during times of need. Whether navigating emergencies or providing daily assistance, Health and Human Services is dedicated to being there for Mono County. Mono County gives a huge thank you to the American Red Cross for this incredible honor and for being such a vital partner in our region. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office is continuing to see multiple vehicle break-ins and thefts occurring throughout Inyo County and is actively investigating these incidents. They encourage our community to remain alert and take extra precautions to help protect vehicles, homes, and personal property. Protect yourself and what matters. A few simple steps can prevent vehicle break-ins, theft, and help keep your home safe. Always lock your car. Make it a habit. Every time you leave, even if it's just for 1 minute. Don't leave keys in the car. Never leave your keys in the ignition or inside the vehicle. Don't leave valuables in the car. Visible items attract thieves. Take your belongings in with you or store them out of sight. Park smart. Park in well-lit areas, use garages when possible, and be aware of your surroundings. Check and secure your car. Make sure windows are fully closed and doors are locked. Lock your house doors. Always lock your front, back, and side doors every single time. Secure your windows. Keep windows closed and locked, especially on lower levels. Light it up. Use exterior lights at night and consider motion sensor lighting. Use security devices. Alarms, cameras, and doorbell cameras can deter crime and provide peace of mind. And make hilarious YouTube videos, but that's... I digress. Get to know your neighbors. A connected community is a strong deterrent to crime. Look out for one another. And be proactive. Make safety a daily habit. Small actions today can prevent big losses tomorrow. Please review these safety tips and report any suspicious activity to the Inyo County Sheriff's Office non-emergency dispatch line. That's 760-878-0383. The City of Bishop has launched a new pool pass card system to make pool entry faster and easier for frequent users. Pass cards are now available, and the city encourages pool users to give the new system a try. To make sure pool access remains convenient and available for all customers, cash payments will continue to be accepted at the pool. The city thanks you for your patience as they implement this new system and make adjustments based on customer and community needs. The Bishop Unified School District has announced the BUSD Educators of the Year, Annette Holland, Didi Buchholz, Carly Kano, and Pat Lee. These outstanding educators and staff members go above and beyond every day to support, inspire, and make a difference in the lives of students. Their dedication, hard work, and commitment help make our schools stronger and our community brighter. The district is grateful for each of these educators and proud to celebrate their accomplishments and thanks them for everything they do for the students, families, and schools. Beginning June 1st, patrons who visit their local branch of the Inyo County Free Library, Big Pine, Bishop, Furnace Creek, Independence, Lone Pine, and Tecopa, will be able to check their blood pressure and manage a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke. These resources will be available as part of the Libraries with Heart from the American Heart Association. Library card holders will also have the option to borrow blood pressure monitoring kits for at-home measurement, the same way they check out a book. How cool. Through the nonprofit Khalifa, 24 libraries in 49 locations in rural areas of California are participating in Libraries with Heart as part of the Rural Health Connections Project, which is supported in whole or in part by the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act, administered in California by the state librarian. To learn more about blood pressure, visit www.heart.org/b. P. The U.S. Forest Service announced an additional 2026 recreation fee-free day on June 6th in celebration of National Trails Day, providing no-cost use of all standard amenity recreation sites on national forests and grasslands. National Trails Day was established by the American Hiking Society in 1993 and occurs annually on the first Saturday in June. It brings together federal land managers, partners, and volunteers to celebrate trails and accomplish trail stewardship projects to ensure they are safe, well-maintained, easy to follow, and accessible. For National Trails Day in 2025, Forest Service trail managers, partners, and volunteers hosted 80 events, including 54 stewardship projects, engaging with more than 3,100 volunteers who maintained 173 miles of trail, said Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz. We hope those who love Forest Service trails will join us at the trailhead on June 6th, whether it's volunteering to build new trails, pick up trash near trailhead, participating in a nature walk, or taking advantage of the fee-free day benefits. Find a local National Trails Day event and join the nationwide movement. Consider hosting an event in cooperation with local Forest Service staff if one doesn't currently exist near you. The Forest Service is also encouraging all visitors to take the National Trails Day pledge and commit to leaving the trails better than you found them. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah. Us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Manzanar National Historic Site is recruiting for a temporary maintenance position. The anticipated start date is June or July 2026 with a duration of up to 6 months. Pay is $26.60 per hour. The application deadline is today or once 250 applications have been received. Applicants must live in Kern, Inyo, or Mono counties. Position duties include sanding and painting with a small team as well as site prep and post-painting cleanup, operating all types of hand tools such as hand drills, shovels, rakes, brooms, etc., to maintain buildings, ground, road trails, etc., loading and unloading supplies and materials from trucks, trailers, dollies, etc., and moving furniture, removing and setup painting and adjusting signs, picking up litter, etc. Lots of et ceteras in this job. Performing janitorial duties for buildings. For more information on this job opportunity, please contact Facilities Hiring Manager John Harris, 760-605-7037. That's 7037. Apply at usajobs.gov. An anonymous donor has generously donated $40,000 to the Eastern Sierra Conservation Corps, and they've issued a challenge to match their donation by National Trails Day on June 6th. The ESCC is inviting you to join their 40K in 40 days community match for trails fundraiser. Your gift will support trail and habitat restoration projects in California's national forests and parks, funding workforce development and leadership opportunities for young adults in the outdoors, and creating accessible outdoor spaces that inspire youth and communities. Local businesses can support this fundraiser in several ways too. Donate with monetary gifts or in-kind contributions such as gift cards, gear, equipment, goods, services, or one-night free stay. These can be used for opportunity drawings, raffles, and or programs, and these donations all directly support ESCC crews and programs. Become a corporate sponsor to show your commitment to public lands and local workforce development. And share the fundraiser with others. Support especially helps maintain trails and habitats around Mammoth Mountain, Bishop, and surrounding areas, while empowering the next generation of conservation leaders as a community-rooted organization and local nonprofit. ESCC knows local partnerships make a real difference. Titus Canyon Road, one of Death Valley National Park's most popular backcountry drives, has reopened after an initial phase of flood repairs. The road will close again in October for additional work, including improvement to reduce damage from future flash floods. "We are thrilled to temporarily restore public access to this special place," said Mike Reynolds, park superintendent. "A drive through Titus Canyon is an amazing experience. You see expansive views at Red Pass, petroglyphs at Clare Springs, mining history at Lidfield Ghost Town, and a drive through Slot Canyon that's only 20 feet wide." Titus Canyon Road has been closed since it was heavily damaged by a flash flood in August of 2022. National Park Service crews recently moved boulders, filled in drop-offs, and graded the roadway beginning in October. Contractors will widen an eroding section of the road near Red Pass, stabilize rock walls, and install drainage features. Know before you go, a high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle is recommended. The 27-mile one-way road begins west of Beatty, Nevada, on Nevada 374. Allow 2 to 3 hours for the drive. Do not enter Titus Canyon if rain is forecasted due to flash flood risk. Bring water and supplies and water and more water and more water. No cell signal is available. Intermittent closures may happen to prepare for continued construction. Full closure is scheduled from October 1st, 2026 through at least April 30th, 2027 for additional repairs. On Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute election coverage program, we sat down with Stephen Orihuela, candidate for Inyo County District 3 Supervisor.
What do you see as the most important challenges facing Inyo County right now?
I think some of the most pressing issues that come up are housing, sustainable living situations for everybody in the county. You talk about medical emergency services, you talk about economic opportunities for everybody in the district and the county overall. And there's also issues regarding land and water and infrastructure that need to be acquired in order to grow responsibly in the county. Those are the things that I see at the moment, but those are big problems and big solutions are needed, and it's not gonna happen overnight. And but it takes leadership, consistent leadership throughout the years to achieve measurable progress for those big issues that we're seeing here. And I believe that also requires strong partnerships and a willingness to work across different aisles and to get different perspectives and to get the goal achieved.
Now, a quick little update on the roads here. Mammoth Lake, State Route 203 from Meridian to US 395, there will be intermittent lane closures Monday through Thursday, 7 to 3:30 p.m. Several ongoing projects also continue. In Bishop, the south side of the Barlow Lane intersection at 395 will fully close for 24 hours beginning at 6 a.m. Tuesday, May 19th. Drivers can use Diaz Lane on the Bishop Paiute Reservation to detour around the closure. On the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. The southbound shoulder will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Work on the Bishop Pavement Project will pause May 19th through the 30th during the Mule Days Festival, and all lanes will be open between J Street and CV Lane during this time. When crews return to work, the southbound outside lane and sidewalk of US 395 between Academy Avenue and Line Street will close. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And US 395 at J Street and Bishop, the eastbound turn lane onto J Street is closed. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Detours are available. Sports coverage on Eastern Sierra Now is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, where just passing through has turned into a full barbecue pilgrimage for a whole lot of people. Whether it's tri-tip, ribs, pulled pork, and the kind of plate that makes you just sit quietly for a second and respect your choices. Copper Top Barbecue brings big smoke, big flavor, and a whole lot of Big Pine pride. That's right. Copper Top Barbecue. Now, let's get into sports. Lots of sports coverage to go over here, so take a big breath, and here we go. On Friday, Bishop took 20 track and field athletes to the CIF Division IV Championships, competing across distance relays, sprints, throws, and jumps against some of the best athletes in the division. The boys' 4x100 relay team of sophomore Brady Johnson, sophomore Hunter Daly, freshman Oscar Henriquez, and senior Carlos Suarez placed 7th with a time of 46.32. Senior Carlos Suarez also placed 10th in shot put, throwing 41 feet 9 inches. Sophomore Hunter Daly earned a 6th place finish in triple jump, leap of 41.1. On the girls' side, freshman Ellie Solomon had one of the most exciting competitions of the day in high jump. Ellie battled through a jump off with freshman Reese Osterberg of Sierra, with both athletes eventually clearing 4'11" during competition. Ellie finished 4th overall, narrowly missing qualifications to the Masters meet. What stood out even more is that the top 4 finishers in girls' high jump were all freshmen, meaning Ellie could have some exciting battles ahead over the next 3 years. The girls' 4x100 relay team of freshman Ellie Solomon, freshman Ellie O'Neill, junior Madden Weller, and junior Amaya Hayes placed 10th with a season-best effort, 53.70. The biggest highlight of the day came from sophomore Wyatt Mears, who became the new CIF Division IV champion in discus with a throw of 167 feet 11 inches. Wow. Wyatt also broke the longstanding Fireball Stadium record of 158.6. It was an extremely difficult day for many discus throwers. The ring appeared slippery, and athletes battled strong headwinds throughout the competition. Wyatt later said he had multiple throws that likely would have reached into the 180-foot range, but the wind caught the discus and reduced the distances. Even with the difficult conditions, Wyatt dominated the competition, defeating second-place finisher senior Esteban Hernandez of Dos Palos by 8 feet. With the championship performances, sophomore Wyatt Mears advanced to the CIF Masters meet on Friday, May 22nd in Clovis, where he will compete against the best throwers in California for a chance to qualify for the CIF State Championships. Congratulations to all 20 BUHS athletes who represented Bishop Union at CIF Division IV. Competing at this level is an accomplishment in itself, and several Broncos proved they belong among the best in California. Well done, Broncos. And Mule Days returns to Bishop this week from Tuesday to Sunday at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. The parade will run on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Visit muledays.org for a full event schedule. Volunteer Eastern Sierra will host the next Not Your Grandma's Bingo Night on Tuesday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Proceeds benefit the Mono Arts Council Community Arts Center and Gallery, providing arts education and programs for all ages through Mono County. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory Seminar Series continues Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on dark skies, light pollution, astronomy, and astrophotography. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children are welcome. Vitalant Blood Donation will be hosting the Mammoth Community Blood Drive next Wednesday and Thursday at the Mammoth Lakes Fire Station. Wednesday hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Thursday hours are 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Sign up at vitalant.org. That's V-I-T-A-L-A-N-T.org. The farm-to-table market picks back up this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Bishop Library on Thursday at 6 p.m. Medical personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart healthy diets, and county resources. The library encourages the community to attend. Inyo Council for the Arts is hosting their annual Memorial Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Fair at the Bishop City Park from Friday to Monday. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Monday, May 18th. Thanks so much for starting this week with us and for staying connected to what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to the committee to elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge, for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can hear Eastern Sierra Now news on KIBS KBUV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And when you want the latest between broadcasts, we're always online at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and across social media. And on YouTube, with local video news, interviews, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Lock your car. Call your relatives. And remember, if you visit family today, bring snacks. It gives you something to do when the conversation turns into tech support. Have a good one.